Haha, you done know already. It's your boy 6 at 6, and we're fucking with
6 Views Uncut.
Hi, I'm spicy little ten, and we're tuned into 6 Views Uncut.
What is the NFT review of the year? Hold on. Come back.
Hey y'all.
It's officially stepdaddy season.
Yeah.
Come see
in the back.
I got my left hand up.
No,
I got my left hand up. Stepdaddy season. Right here.
Shout out to the girl that keeps going on live and telling people that, like, I take care of people's kids.
That
just took a dark turn.
What?
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
With the goal, 6 Views Uncut, episode 64. We got some special guests, but before we get there, we got some songs of the week that I want to get into really quick. Shout out my like Trap Lord Ross, though, because he reminded me that Skepta and Smoke Dog have a song together overseas. Play that. Run that, DJ.
R.I.P. Smoke Dog.
R.I.P. Peasy.
You know fucking time is you.
6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6 6
cheese. Yeah, they see the diamonds and the trees. Yeah, you know I'm flying overseas. Yeah, they see the diamonds and they freeze. Took over the city, I got UK fucking with me. Something in the back for all these niggas trying to kill me.
Six views, I'm tired. Left her in the rain, I treat that bitch like she was Missy.
Fuck her. I need a piece, told him I need a piece.
I need a piece.
Flying overseas, you know I brought a tease.
Yo, shout out to that Cam H Runaway.
Are you ready to change into somebody I don't like? You're getting ready to change you.
Yeah. Apparently, this is the best rapper in the city. Top 10 rapper is him, himself, and him. Let's go, let's go.
These boys must be psycho. Drill some more, go viral. I can face your idol.
Jeez.
Just turned into Michael. Where's my title?
Where's my title?
Where's my title? I'm like 6-0 in finals. This a classic, baby. Put this track on vinyl. We up heavyweight, then get that up. That's light though. Been outside since the Rogers was the sky though. Put you in the ground, still end up in the sky though. I'ma live long, got an extendy. Give two F's, that's just a Fendi. This that ate my mama's spaghetti. Trust when I say you might not be ready.
Ready.
That's not my girl, I could get any.
You could get any. You get a Mula? Can Mula get you? Can you face Mula?
Absolutely.
You can face Mula?
Yo, no.
Six views uncut.
I think y'all won't watch me, don't play.
Say less. Six views uncut, episode 64. It's your boy Gutsy Guts. Guests that are gonna freaking come co-host with me. You guys wanna introduce yourself to the people?
What up? You already know what time it is. It's Foreign and Anita. Gang, gang.
Hey. And somebody else over there. I swear I've seen you somewhere before, fam.
What up? 6 of 6, baby. You already know.
Hey.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I've been doing this for a minute, man.
Right? He's a We Love Hip Hop alumni. Now he's a six views uncut alumni. You guys have any shout outs? Anybody you guys want to shout out?
Yo, shout out Nelly's. I got a grill today.
Hey, cool, no?
Yeah, I can't talk at the tops because, you know, man's got the fangs because, like, my style is fucked, clearly.
I got a couple shout outs. Shout out to my babies behind me. I got some baddies with me today. You guys will see them later. We'll put them on the camera. You know what I mean? And my mommy, of course.
Yeah, shout out my mom, Dukes. Are you sick?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out my bro, Dukes, too.
This is a wholesome episode.
Dukes, actually, it's not that wholesome because I seen Foreign and Anita's mom, Dukes. Like, god damn, be like,
it's like that.
Mama Dukes is hard. No offense to you, but I'm like, damn, Mama Dukes.
She stood up from her feet up like that. Yes. She's a
Freddy. Like Freddy didn't even say anything.
Yo,
we saw this on Friday a couple times just because Mom Dukes was on the camera. He wasn't trying to talk.
The eyeball just went big. Boom.
But big up Friday in the cut.
Yeah,
really quick, I just want to let you guys know it's probably it's out there. Trapler Ross interview will be coming very, very soon. Shout out to the biggest hip hop YouTuber that came out to sit down with us. Well, not really sit down, but zoomed with us and had a really, really great conversation about the UK, his videos, all that stuff. So make sure you guys go show him love, support the thing, and be expecting that. That interview is going to be crazy. Shout out Friday in the cut. I want to shout out Bibbidi and SK too. And the whole Gusher gang. I want to shout out everything that Success 6 is doing, man, because he's really like just showing how to be different and be a content creator out here for the people and for all the younger youths and shit like that. I really
appreciate that, bro.
Real big shit. You already know. And just in general, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, do all that social media, YouTube stuff.
Yeah,
check out all of our videos. Our last episode, was it our last episode or last guest? The Wallap Boys, whatever. Make sure you go check out the Wallap Boys interview, the Tallup Twin interview out right now, man. We're just doing a lot over here. Subscribe to Clear Star Studios. Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
And yeah, it's Gucci, gang.
And let's get into this episode really quick, man. But Mula first, really quick before we get into anything.
Have
Mula
you guys, first.
The Cam H Runaway, have you seen this new certified driller music video?
Mula's new video?
Yeah, his new video where he's coming out of Cam H and all that shit. Like, he's really putting this whole
Mula's thing. A sick head still.
Yeah, he's super savage.
I see this Cam H style.
Wavy. Like, hello.
Real niggas know, though. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, like, real niggas know, bro. That shit is funny.
But it's Toronto for you.
He's a sick head, bro.
Americans are looking at him like, what the fuck is Cam H? I would assume.
Yeah, but it's not always about how other people are thinking. You know what I'm saying? It's his creativity in his head and what he thinks is sick.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Fuck what other people think. And that's what's so fucking great about it. Because if you get it, you get it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
But that's what I like about Mula. Like, he's really showing that Toronto side, right? Like, everything he does is Toronto. Like, you're going to get some sort of Toronto in you, whether or not, like, he's just trying to expand and go hit up Drake and diss all these other artists and shit like that. He's still just keeping it Toronto. The Cam H shit, everything is just him, fam. Like, I'm really feeling this record right here still. We got Mula. Mula, you need to come sit down with the boy Gutsy too, eh? Just letting you know really quick. Yeah, come sit down with all of us right here.
Exactly.
But, I want to get into this news story. So the first news story I got here was Justin Trudeau being a piece of shit. So I want to
What else is new, man?
Right?
fuck else is new.
I apologize. I don't want to get this wrong, but it was the National Indigenous Day, or they had the holiday.
Like the day before yesterday.
The day before yesterday, right? And to me, I even thought the holiday was a piece, like, it was just a way to be like, hey guys, we see you over there, but it's not like anything big, right? They just had the holiday there. But instead of Trudeau going to like the first opening,
like an event
the opening,
or something.
He was out fucking on a holiday, just jet skiing or whatever the fuck he was doing. Like, bro, how do we get this guy out of here?
Yeah, well, we should have fucking voted him out, but you know what I'm saying? People.
But do those even count?
I remember when he was like, first coming in, like everybody was just like, yeah, he's young, he smokes weed, he does all this stuff. Yeah, he's gonna change. And like, look what the fuck this city is now, bro. You can't do anything.
What happened with the blackface paint up?
What did they call it? Chinronto or something?
Can we say Honestly, I'm so fucking sick of opening my timeline and seeing him time and time again. Just talking, always talking, and never following through with anything except further fucking our. I gotta swear, man. I'm sorry.
You swear, man. It's YouTube, bro.
Just further fucking the country nonstop. Like, it's day after day.
Facts.
Fuckery.
Nice. What's funny too is, like, I remember first going in, I thought like everybody would be getting at Doug Ford. It's like all the heat's coming off of him, and it just went all onto Trudeau. Like, we're just like, yeah, we don't care about Ford anymore. Trudeau, this guy, we got to get out. So, well, I want him out. I seen that shit. I just thought it was whack. Big up to all the... I apologize. I don't want to be...
Discriminating.
No, considerate of their like feelings, but the whole community of the indigenous people and stuff like that, I just think they need more support around them and just more attention. Absolutely. And any of them, if they want to come pop up here, if you guys have any artists and stuff, we want to talk to you guys too.
Yeah, there's beautiful artists like that. Like Aboriginal artists, and they're amazing, like on the drums and anything that they
there's,
do.
There's a group that always used to get played when I was in jail, actually, on Much Music all the time. I would love to tap into them. I think they're from out west.
Snotty Nose Rez Kids?
Yes. Yo, if we can tap into them, fam, they have some nice music, bro.
I've been hollering.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta go out there, man. We'll go to the resort, the resorts or some shit. Go out there for a weekend or something.
Reserves.
Yes. So yeah, Trudeau, you're a goof.
I smashed at the resorts.
Lock it in. The resorts.
It's far from a resort.
Wrong thing, right? My bad.
Yeah, trust me.
I haven't been podcasting in a while, guys. I apologize. But next, I wanted to talk about Squid Game, but unfortunately,
you guys obsessed with Squid Game.
I've just seen Squid Game. Raise of hands. No?
Yo, I just
we have a live studio audience today.
I just watched the first episode last night.
Green light, red light, green light.
I want to watch it, but someone told me it's in Korean. Like, so, I can understand why you would watch it.
Of course, no, but you can turn it into English.
Nah, why would you want to fuck this? Yo, you want to watch it
Yeah, absolutely.
Corny ass friggin' dub. Nah, you gotta watch it.
I told you we should have left the games.
Exactly. Nah, we don't do the dub, bro. I watch bear anime anyway, so I'm used to that shit.
I am not you on the way, Akata. But this time when I'm looking at what's going on, I don't want to be looking down. Like there's a lot going on in the show, fam. As you can see in the first episode.
The first episode was madness. I was like,
Squid Games looks hard.
So I'll give you guys a little rundown if you don't know. Pretty much what they do. The premise of it is they take a lot of people that are in certain situations. I won't spoil everything, but they put people that are in situations. They give us an opportunity to win a whole lot of money by playing children games.
Okay.
So back in the day, children games, tug of war, red light, green light. I won't tell you the rest of the games, but there's a bunch of games in there. But the way that they set this whole thing up, that if you lose, you're dying. You're not getting eliminated. Okay.
You're losing
the game, you die.
And I love the slow burn too. 45 minutes of like watching this man's life and him being a fucking deadbeat. Being a deadbeat father and just like being put in these situations where he's desperate for money. And then he gets presented with the opportunity to go to this game and the fucking game, like the shit went sideways at 45 minutes. I was like,
no.
Sorry. Okay. So the first game is red light, green light. You guys played red light, green light back in the day, right?
Yeah.
You stop, right?
Yeah.
So if they say red light and you're moving, your ass is getting shot. So I'll spoil this. We'll spoil this because you've seen this. I'm sorry. I'll spoil the first one.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I want to play a little
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
They do the red light, green light. The first person gets shot.
Don't be doing spoiler alerts up in here.
Don't worry. But so the man checks the man and he's like, yo, you know, like, get up, da-da-da-da-da. And then when everybody realizes, oh, shit, this shit is real. Remember, this is red light, green light.
Yo.
Every motherfucker is moving that red light.
Everybody starts running and it's a fucking bloodbath. You have to see it, bro.
Yeah, I need that one that I kill switch. I'm just like...
Like I said, I only seen the first episode.
Bro, it gets wild, man. Yeah, so really quick. So what children games do you think that they can implement if they were to do like more seasons? Maybe like a crossover, come to Toronto, do Squid Game Toronto in here, do that Kensington.
No, kid games, bro.
Cops and Robbers.
Maybe wanna play games.
Cops and Robbers.
I was thinking Tag.
No, Tag's too severe, yo. But
if you watch
the
show.
You're gonna blame too many people at one time. That's not.
Feel me out. If you've seen the show, you're doing
you're
Tag.
Too many people at one
if
time.
If you get tagged too many times, you're eliminated.
Yeah, fuck that. Though. I lose instantly. I have asthma, dog. Yo, give me a PS4 controller, dog, and I'll crunch that.
I play Street Fighter or something.
Trust me.
But yeah,
Toronto ambiance.
Jeez. Like, God damn.
You scared the shit out of
Squid
me,
game.
Buddy.
I'm like, yo, what? The Squid Games just started now?
Oh, shit, everyone run. Everybody run.
But yeah, man, big up Squid Games. You guys need to all watch that. I'm a show guy, but this one, I'm not heavy on the Netflix shows. I feel like the Netflix shows are purposely there for you to try to have sex with somebody because they're whack. This one, it's proper. Like, you're not going to want to have sex. You're going to be so focused on the show, Netflix and chill is going to be the last thing on your mind. I'm telling you, Am I lying though? When have you guys seen like a good show on Netflix? Really?
I'm gonna have to be
that
real.
That was still. Netflix. That Netflix did not from like they took from another place and brought it onto Netflix. Netflix makes some boring ass shows. I'm sorry, my opinion.
Yo, 30 minutes into that show, I would definitely be Netflix and chilling. But at 45 minutes, Shorty tries to hit me up, I would have been like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Let me see what's going on in this game. But yeah, big up Squid Games. And another person who's winning right now, Presser. Presser got, yeah. He went yeah. gold for attachments. So I want to give a round of applause for that. That's huge.
Show press for real.
Absolutely. Question. If Friday, I don't know if you could fact check. Mm-hmm. Other than like Tory Lanez, The Weeknd of them, when's the last time an artist went platinum like this?
Platinum?
Yeah, for a single.
Wow.
Belly, maybe?
I don't even know if Belly's been going platinum like that. I think he's just been like touching gold tops.
Oh, yeah? So that's huge, fam.
Yeah. And that's for attachments?
That's for attachments.
Wow.
Yeah, attachments.
So I want to assume that it's the remix too, that they played whatever the remix did with it.
Yeah, it could be for attachments.
Question, guys. Coily Ray fucked up attachments in you guys' opinion? The song? I don't want to fuck up anybody's relationships right now or anything like that because I know that 6x6 might get her, you know. Carla, can you do a music video?
My opinion, I think that because they were together, it was kind of cute. I feel like if they weren't together, then it would be like, it was fun. They look too much alike. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I thought that was his sister.
Not a secret, though. Like, imagine they look like brother and sister.
I'm showing you. I thought that was his sister at first. And then I knew they were together. And I was like, what is this cute as fuck? I'm here for it. Let's block people together, baby. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm good.
That's just how I felt. I don't know.
Yeah, I already said my stance on it. But yeah, I felt like she messed up the song still. Shout out Taliban Gizzy.
The one that the original has 11 million streams on Spotify and the remix has 5 million. So it's probably for the original.
Okay, so the original's
that's
doing
even better.
Better
than Big Up.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, shout out Presser. Shout out Coily Ray and Taliban Gizzy, of course.
Hondo.
And please don't play the song. It's so oppy, bro. Like, Presser doesn't need us to play this song. Go check out the Presser interview on We Love Hip Hop channel. Go run that shit
Facts.
Up. And if you don't want to run that up, you can run up his brother's interview, Bundog, which is pretty much the next person we're going to get into. Because Bundog says if he gets 100,000 followers and 1 million monthly listeners, he'll unlock Bundog the artist. And he like put up a little post where it's like, I guess he was trying to say he'll stop like the fuckery and shit like that.
Yeah.
So let me pull up this post.
You'll pull up the mask, eh?
Yeah, that was something that Friday was talking about. At some point, he's gonna have to take off the mask. But he put on a Twitter post. He said, "Yo, I will stop name dropping and stop promoting the fuckery when I get to 100,000 followers and 1 million monthly listeners. Run it up to unlock Bundog the artist. Trust
Savage.
Me, he is 10 times better than any of the bullshit I put out.
He says 1 million
I just gave
followers.
You guys what you want. I will give you guys what." I want.
Okay.
Corner Bundog.
Savage.
The man said, yo, I'll give you guys Bundog the artist when you guys do these things. So what the fuck are we getting the whole time? What has this Bundog been? What? It's been, who is this guy then?
The driller.
Yeah,
I don't know, bro.
He might take off the mask and start doing love songs.
But there's people that probably want to see him take off the mask, right?
Is that something that you guys want to see? Like, y'all didn't want to see what Bundog looks like?
Who just made a love song? Just made a love song. What was it?
Top five.
You just made a love song.
Come smoke whatever with me, baby, and stuff like that. Listen. I don't encourage the fuckery, but if you're going to do the fuckery and encourage with the galdem in it, hey, man.
Say less.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be always shoot 'em up, bang, bang, all the time. Talk to the gal them. I'm always wondering if the gal them like, or if the man them like girls out here because all they do is talk about shooting up niggas or smoking on dead people. Y'all don't want to have sex with any girls? Like, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Who you bending over?
That shit is weird to me. But who knows? Hey, guys, get me the, what is it? Get me the 100,000 followers and 1 mil monthly listeners for my podcast, and you will unlock the real Gutsy Guts. The artist, Gutsy Guts. You know what I'm saying?
OnlyFans coming soon.
Oh.
OnlyFans coming soon.
Yo, it's there, but I'm trying to get the fucking shit. I don't know how to connect my bank card to the OnlyFans right now, bro. I got just a bunch of content sitting there.
You can hit up just about any shorty. She'll show you.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'm going to hit up Chroma just now.
Multiple
calls. I believe so, too. I believe you guys can do that.
You can show me what one or no?
What do you mean?
I'll just set up the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk behind the scenes.
How would I know how to do that?
Well, you said ask any girl.
No, I said ask any girl to like pull up on you. You know what I mean?
I don't think girls like me like that.
They're gonna want to see all that.
Girls want to see me like that, fam. I think they want more want to see Bun Dog and all these other guys. They want to see that 6 and 6. That's who they want to see. A lie. I think while we're here, sorry, this is my fucking show. I can do whatever I want. Sidetrack, no sidetrack. I believe there's been girls that have came on my show. I might have been even dudes that have said they want to see fucking OnlyFans with that 6 and 6.
Huh?
What? More girls. But I want to say it's a girl. I want to say girls have said that they want to see that 6 and 6. I have an OnlyFans.
What, like me fucking girls on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
You know I thought about that too. Yeah.
Why not?
I thought about that. Yo,
get your safari on.
Yeah.
Yo,
6 and 6 up. OnlyFans uploading now.
It's just like once your dick's on the fucking internet like that, it's a wrap, dog. No pun intended.
I don't know. Listen, I mean, she's married now, but you've had some close-ups with Cardi B. So people, you know what I'm saying? The people would definitely want to. Hey, he got his head certain places with Cardi B. Fact. Why not? Like, fuck, bro.
I agree.
Ladies,
I plead the fifth.
Ladies, hit up that 6 and 6 in the DMs and let him know he's got to drop the fucking OnlyFans.
Don't fucking kill me. I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Yo, he's blushing because he's light skinned. Yo, leave him alone.
So,
shout out Bun Dog. Get Bun Dog the artist to come out.
Yeah, for sure. We want to see your face.
Yeah. Also too, we have Casper TNG. He came home this week, man. So big up Casper today, bro. That's super huge. You know what I'm saying? Free up all the dogs and the demons, also too. For the people that don't know, he will not be getting a We Love Hip Hop interview with Casper.
That's fucking cap, man. Let's stop that, man. Let's stop the cappery.
Did you see Friday's top 30 countdown or top 30 underground artists? Fuck, why not? We're here. No?
Are you putting it on?
I did.
You did?
I did. I pre
So Friday put out a top 30 underground artist thing and everybody shitted on this guy, bro.
On Instagram, bro. Right?
Yeah. He did it on Twitter, but he posted it on Instagram. He should have just left it on Twitter.
On IG. Yeah.
He would have been all right. Oh, so Friday's got it here.
There we go. Number one.
So this is Friday's. He has more people on the list. So really quick before we get into it, he left off a few people, which is understandable, right? Because there's a lot of artists in the city. Casper was one of them, and Casper seen it and said, "Yo, this is why you're not getting a We Love Hip Hop or interview, or next interview from me." Dad.
Wow.
Oh shit! 6buzz reposted it. Shout out 6buzz. A few other pages, I believe, reposted it. But what do you think? What's your thoughts? Quick thoughts on the first glance on this top 30 underground artist.
Missing a one too. But I mean,
There's another part too. There's another 15.
I know.
It's just this vibe. See the other 15? It's hard. Fuck, like,
yeah, shout out Raz Freshco.
6buzz is an asshole. He took this shit down.
Pyrex, like, you know, like,
what the fuck, your dick? Such an ass. But yeah, me personally,
shout out Roni too. You already know.
Yeah, Roni's fucking dope. I don't think Pressa and Smiley should have been on there. Because I feel like Pressa and Smiley, I feel like they're not underground anymore.
So why would you...
Yeah, that's but the thing to him, underground.
Give your opinion on why they're not, Friday.
They're not household names. So, like...
They're not signed or...
No.
Becky, who manages the call center, doesn't know who fucking Smiley is. She might have heard the song with Drake. And there's like, yo, that's that cool... The guy with the cool voice on the Drake song. But she doesn't know his name is Smiley. So then he's not fucking mainstream.
But they're at the point where they a BI, you know, like.
Yeah, but it's still underground. There's a lot of underground people who be are they mainstream?
Pressa's mainstream. Fam.
I feel like Pressa.
This thing is getting platinum. He's dating Coi Leray.
We got the BET Awards, fam. Mainstream.
Pressa's mainstream, bro.
Pressa's mainstream.
Smiley, I can see what you're saying, but he's going to be, he's on the, he's right there.
What about Toby? You know Toby? That's 6? You know about Toby?
I haven't really fucked with a lot of his music. Now that I'm some disrespect, I don't know.
But you've heard of him. You've heard of him, though.
Absolutely.
You've heard of him. Okay. Because, a lot of people were like, who the fuck is Toby?
Yeah.
Shout out Paisley, Paisley too.
Yeah, yeah, Paisley. Shout out Paisley. 100%. Paisley was hard.
Sicker man still.
Super sicker man.
So if you could have took off, who would you put? And give me like a top three or top five really quick. Who would you put as your top?
I mean, Pressa shouldn't be on there just because he's, I don't feel like he's underground no more. I feel like Smiley could sit at the top because he's done a lot of work.
I think the top, yeah, Pressa and Smiley I don't think should be on the top. I think Lil Barrette, Paisley, Moolah. Like, yo, I don't even see Lou Breeze on here in the top 30. Oh. I think Breeze should definitely, he's been doing music from time.
Maybe he was on my all-time list.
I had an all-time list.
Lou is nasty.
But see, this is what I told Friday too. Like, well, it's anybody that does a list. You kind of have to give context to your list. So Friday was more saying like right now, this is the top 30 underground list of Toronto.
Right.
So I can understand Lou Breeze not being on it right now because he's not relevant right now. But all time, cool. Like he was definitely on the all time list. But right now, I'm not. I told Friday, other than really Preston and Smiley, I wasn't mad with this list. You can Casper. There's a 1-2 names that you forget, and it's understandable. There's 30 man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not too mad at this list, bro. But yeah, he got shitted on for this list, bro.
The comments went wild.
Yeah, but that's what it is, man. At the end of the day, there's always going to be a disagreement. It's not even like you could have said it any other fucking way. People would have had something to say. It's just the way it is, bro.
I mean, yeah, everyone's each his own. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, no,
you can't please everybody. So fuck them. This is my opinion. You don't like it?
Oh well. So if we made our own like blog of the 30 tops, it looked different. I'm sure people would shit on us too, you know what I mean? So
yeah, like I was telling people, if you go and take somebody from each ends of town and go and fucking compile this list and we put our heads together and then pressed post,
right,
people are still gonna beef with the fucking list. Fact. Either way.
Yeah. Absolutely. To each his own. Everyone's got their own opinion. Yeah. But don't get me wrong, like Friday does.
I think
have
it's a solid people list
that I believe. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's a fucking solid list. So like, I'm not even like Northside Benji. No, that's fuck. No way.
Top
like,
five.
I'm like, okay, that's a solid list.
So. Kofi's on there. Pengs in 2-2. Yeah. 3 I'm French. I think like.
Moolah and French. Yeah. Pays. Yeah.
I mean,
it's still a
Chroma should have made the list still, but.
Stop.
I'm just saying. You might not like her music, but.
Settle down.
But he loves
settle
her.
I love Chromas.
Yeah, you do. You always have.
I'm still waiting for her to show some girl to show me how to do the Chromessy.
The what?
The Chromessy. The foot thing.
The what?
The Chromessy, man.
No.
But you hold on. Back to Casper. He's home. Shout out Casper being home. He also got... Was Drake following him before or no?
No.
So he got the Drake follow. Drake hit him up in the DMs. That's one thing too, like... Should Milo be putting that out there, like as soon as they get the Drake follow and like putting out the conversation that you had with Drake? Shouldn't that be like a kind of,
I mean,
show the follow is cool, but showing conversations that you had with the man, I know he's spiced because he just came out of jail and whatnot, but I feel like just kind of hold the conversation down.
There's always a line that I feel like, yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? A line that you shouldn't like cross like that. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's personal, that conversation that you're having one-on-one with the man. Now, let's just say something goes wrong or something. You're going to put out the conversation. Like, I'm not saying Casper's like that. But, yeah, to me, it's just like, just keep that on the low.
Yeah. I mean, it's because, like, it looks like you're blatantly showing it for clout, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons why he did it. I mean, but you come out of jail and you need to... put yourself back on the map. You're competing with how many artists are you competing with? You just get out of jail, you haven't dropped anything for a long time, so you want to show the world, hey look, I'm in connection with Drake, like I'm back on top, you know.
And
that's why I did it.
I can't even talk shit, I've done it before, so I think about it.
Yeah,
The Weeknd hit me up and told me to keep doing my fucking Scarborough Westerns, you know what I'm saying, my Toronto Westerns.
Facts.
So I was like,
so it's just a hustle, right? Like you learn, you live in a moment. You live and you learn. You know what I mean? It's like,
I gotta keep it real still. Like I'm guilty of it.
You don't know what he takes.
Oh, you can't hate him for doing it. He's just trying to get his clout back up. Yeah. He's trying to get his posse back up, watching him and whatnot.
So. Nah, from when you put it like that, no, I should have.
Shout out Casper,
though,
for real, though.
Yeah, that's big. Who do you guys want to see Casper work with? because I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't heavy on Casper and K Money. I wasn't heavy on like with their music and stuff. I obviously know Come Outside and shit like that, yeah. Freeze. But like artists that maybe Casper should tap in, and maybe new artists. People he's never worked
with. I think Paisley would be a sick
feature still. For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Friday? Because I don't really know Casper's style like that, or who.
He could do another collab with Top 5. That worked well the first time. They got a fucking gold record out of that shit.
True.
Yeah,
Freeze.
That's true.
Freeze.
Right? Maybe like Sam G or somebody else who came home. You know what I'm saying? Pangs and Tutu.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Way back,
yeah, and
way
drop
back.
A track about being in, and
yeah, yeah,
that, you know what I mean? That'd be kind of wavy stuff. I think that'd be sick.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
A&R Rick in the building.
Cool enough.
Yeah, Pegs and Tutu, you know, that's cool.
I need to see more from Pegs and Tutu. Well, they just came home too. Run easy. But yeah, shout out Casper. Free up. Just don't get yourself into no fuckery. Hold your head up. Keep doing this fucking music shit. Because we the fans out here want to see more shit from you. All right, brother?
We need y'all home.
Yeah, we need you guys out here and safe, bro.
Facts.
Yeah, facts.
Next one. Well, I don't know what this... Hood 6 posted Lil Brett possibly shooting a music video. So if you can go on Hood 6 page, Friday. Sorry, I didn't put the link there. But it was interesting because when I looked at the picture, I don't even know if it was a music video. Like, it could have, to me, it seemed like it could have been maybe a documentary or something else.
I seen it earlier, too. Let me see if I can find that again here. Was that before?
Brett's up. I just seen him up. Up on the right.
There we go. Found it.
Good eye.
Okay, yeah.
That's that young boy eye, man.
Yeah.
We all niggas over here. But yeah, Lil Brett. Looks like Lil Brett might be back shooting a music video. Shit, I didn't even see. There was 3 shots. I only seen 1.
Let's see what else is in here. Region. Oh, so he's back in town because I think he was out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right there doing one video. It's proper.
But is it a video?
Looks like it. Yeah, maybe looks a photo like shoot. It. No, he's like, that's a video. It's a video cameras.
Man's got the stabilizer.
Could have been like
boom. Yeah, straight.
No, you got the.
But the boom mic is why I don't think it's a music video.
Good call.
Yeah, it could be. It could be
like a documentary
interview style, because that I can tell you even from working with this equipment, that stabilizer isn't meant for
video
very much
video.
Movement.
Yeah,
it's meant to. To
smooth,
stable,
and left and right. It doesn't really
go around.
Yeah, you're not
like
running with that.
Yeah.
So.
Stay tuned.
Yeah,
you bust. What you saying? You bust that. That's like 20 grand. The camera,
the stabilizer.
That camera. The stabilizer is like 4 or 5. Camera's like 15. So yeah, like 20.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You drop it. You're, that's 20 grand right there.
Oh yeah. You don't drop that though.
The shit. The man got a harness on him, bro. He's strapped onto his body.
He's trying to drop that for shit.
But that's why my boy said you're not moving around with it. Because if you're moving around with it, you do one. Look at that little steep right there. He tries to go walk up. He falls over. That's 20 grand.
You see the thing in the middle there? That's a handle, right?
To hold up.
So you can turn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks more like you. I think you're right. It's like a.
Oh,
like
I know I'm right, girl.
Documentary. I know you is too. That's what I'm saying. I think so.
So, yeah, man.
Looking at it like that. It's like a documentary or something popping off. He's talking about something. So he's putting in the work. He's talking about, you know, that's what's up.
I want to see what it is because, yeah, it's definitely not a music video. Well, we're figuring that out now that it's not a music video. So, because he said he quit rap, right? Like, he's not doing music no more. It could be a very challenging thing. You used to try to do music too, right? Like, both of you guys are both freaking somewhat of artists. How hard is it being an artist, especially as a female artist?
For me, it's not that hard. Like, I do it because I vibe with it. You know what I mean? I stay myself, so. Less, like, you know.
Well, what about like the spending money? You got to spend money on the song, getting the song done,
produced.
You got to do the music video.
The beat, like, yeah, it costs money. So it's like if you're putting your feet in all the way, then I mean, it just becomes a part of your life. But if you're not, and like for me, like I don't have like any like OnlyFans and all these cool things that you have. So you know what I mean?
True.
So yeah, I mean it's the vibe, but. it is what it is. You gotta learn and just do it the way it vibes with your life and make it happen. Because if that's what you really want, then that's what you really want.
Thanks. What about you, Six? Like, when you were, did you try to take music serious, or you're just doing it for the fun of it too?
When I first started doing videos, I was taking music seriously, you know. And I don't know, I fell in love with doing videos.
Yeah,
you know, I fell in love with the process of of creating something that was funny to me. And I didn't realize that everybody else had a fucked up sense of humor. So, like, you know,
you're vibing too.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah. So, I mean, I love music, and you know, and I pride myself on, especially my depth of knowledge of hip hop. You know, and I mean, I'm an old head at this point. Fuck, I never thought I would ever say that. You know, I never thought I'd see 24, dog. The fuck you mean? You know? Yeah, I'm 32 now. Shit.
Well, you got to be blessed for that, fam. Yeah. Now you look back, like, fuck, how many people that you know didn't reach these ages, right? So
Everybody was into some fuckery when we were growing up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm from back when Toronto was fucking... like the real Toronto, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Kevin, DVDs and the shit. DVDs. You know what I mean? Like, from fucking
when Carabana was actually going in,
you know what I mean?
Friday night, young
only a couple people got shot at Carabana. It wasn't even a big deal.
Just a couple
Friday,
at a time.
When Friday had Friday had five bitches at one time.
Oh, stop this!
You remember after Banna? Remember after Banna when everybody used to go to Young and Dundas and start, and that was like the block you just walked down with your fresh outfit, chopping girls, talking shit, bro, niggas acting like they're from the States and shit.
Yeah, bro, and they're really from down fucking Jane and Finch and shit.
Yo, like, what up, shawty?
I'm from New York. I'm from New York.
Going to fucking Money Mart to exchange for American money.
Niggas would do
health card in their wallet and shit.
Let's talk about how bad we wanted to be Americans, bro. We would do the most that weekend. We would rent American cars or change the plates and shit just to make bitches think that we were fucking Americans, bro.
Nah,
that's crazy.
You catch me in my Carl Canise, my lugs.
Snickers said Carl Canise.
Coochie. I didn't wear no
FUBU?
Timberlands, yo.
Yeah, FUBU or something too?
Oh, yeah, yo, FUBU durag, dog. What do you mean?
From my boy there in Eglinton.
C-Says.
No. What's the store that used to be on Eglinton? The clothing
JD's.
Store? JD's. That everybody used to eat. That used to get shot up too at Kitty Carnival. Every Kitty Carnival to the point they had to move the shit, bro.
Niggas
Toronto was fucked up before too, and we were complaining about niggas now.
Yo, niggas got shot. We didn't even run back. Then we kind of just jogged away a little bit. Like, yo.
Yo, low key, and this is really desensitized type of action. We learn to just stay still because, yo, the crowd is moving, so you're going to get trampled. So just stay still and maybe just line up by a tree or something.
Or maybe it was like a firework. It wasn't even a gunshot.
Yeah, you know? Don't do all that running. The first few times you ran, but then after that you got trained, you know?
Real talk.
Wow, the city is fucked up, bro. But no, it was still fun. Don't get it twisted. It was way more fun than the way it is now. Look at all this lockdown and all that shit.
It was good times.
Yeah, it was good times. Don't get it twisted, even though it was kind of fucked up. But shout out Little Brett, I guess we were talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got Little Brett from this, but hey, that's my show, Uncut, right? Big up Little Brett. And yeah, Little Brett, come forward. Do an interview. Tell me why you fucking quit the music business, bro. Because if I was a Toronto artist, I wouldn't want to be an artist either. Because that shit is hard and y'all niggas is annoying as fuck. And we're sensitive. But really quick, I want to get to some new music reviews. A bunch of new artists came out. Or not new artists, but a bunch of new songs came out. But I can't get to all of them. I want to big out Sam G. He put out the Sheesh album. Can you go to Sam G's page real quick, Friday?
His Instagram you're talking about?
Yeah, his Instagram page. We can just look at that. Big up Sam G for the people that don't know. You know what I'm saying? He was locked up for a while. He came out.
Bless up.
He's another person that needs to show his face too, because for some strange reason, since he's been out, he does not want to show his face. But new Sheesh, I guess that's what it is. I don't know what it is, but that new album's out. Make sure you guys go support his thing. Go run him up.
Yeah, it looks like new Sheesh.
Yeah, noosh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't say a word.
Also, Hood Baby Peppa, he dropped the album. LA Made a Vibe. So big up Hood Baby Peppa. I seen some features on there where LB Spiffy, RIP NHSJJ, I apologize. And he had another a couple of gentlemen from his label over there, so big him up. He also had YG. He put out a single called 10 Piece. And the big one that everybody's been going crazy about is Northside Benji. He put out a single called Keep Running. Also, he announced that his album Extravagant will be out on October 22nd. So, are you guys excited about this Northside Benji project that he's been supposed to be releasing for like 10 years? That nigga moves like Frank Ocean and them guys, like Kendrick Lamar. Like, he puts out a fucking single every 2-3 years.
Yeah,
gives you an album or a project every five.
Because it's like,
damn, Benji, like shit.
No, but real talk, you have to acknowledge the work. You know what I'm saying?
The music when he drops is fire. It's always fire. But
he's always been on his grind. He hasn't slowed down, and that's what I'm saying.
Okay, he slowed down in the sense of dropping music, but the creativity in the music has definitely gotten better. But I want to see more. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
This is like maybe the second song he's put out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see more than, and what, last year, I don't think he put out anything.
Just give it a quick run.
Oh, okay, you're gonna run it? And this is Keep Running single that
you put out. I wanna go, no run, stuck in the trap with a whole lot of money. I'm gonna have a party to the sun, you know, too much of a duty on
it. Keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running, it ain't too much of a duty on it.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, you rocking with it?
I'm
Six?
With it.
What do you think?
Absolutely, dog. You already know.
Yeah.
Friday? Oh.
It's all right.
Ooh. Well, yeah, I like it, but I want to see more from Northside Benji. That's my only thing about him. I just want to see more work, like, because I know when he drops his fire, but I just want to see more.
Yeah, but just because he's not dropping, like you said, he didn't drop, doesn't mean he's not behind the scenes working. You see what I'm saying?
True.
Absolutely, yeah. But
what we're going to see from the project, October 22nd, he said Extravagant. It would be out. And he looks like he seems like he's one of those perfectionist guys. Like, he looks like he drops something or he works on it and is like, this is not good enough.
Right.
Yeah. Like, let me go back. It's not good enough. Let me go back. I think he's probably one of those guys. That's why he doesn't drop as much music. But big up Northside Benji. Forward, we need an interview. And fuck it. Even if you don't do an interview with us, do an interview with somebody, bro. Go talk to somebody. Want to see what's going on with Northside Benji?
He's aggressive.
Go talk to somebody. Talk to someone.
Please, can you go speak to somebody? But that's the new music that I got. Any songs that you guys have been bumping this week? Any music that's been... You dropped something.
I dropped a video today.
Yeah, hello. Girl, yes, go on.
Go promote your shit.
Yeah.
Tell the people what you dropped.
Foreign Baddies dropped today from Foreign and Anita. Go watch that. I got some bad babies in that video. Yo, they look super fire.
Where did you do that video?
Yo, it's actually pretty mud. It's like in a like a black room, like, so everything's glowing. Like we did like on a beach, like a pool front, so it looks like we're in Miami. And then literally the rest of it is like at a hot tub.
So hold on, it looks like you're in Miami. Yeah, it looks like you. So where were you?
Quarantine timing. Went in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking play with me. But y'all can vibe out like you're in Miami, pool front with your little bikinis on, talking about how bad you are. There you go.
Okay. Running it real quick.
Jeez.
Lockdown,
bitch, my face made pretty.
Holy.
You don't like me, but you mad with my kitty.
Does he? Jeez.
Facts. Dick in the back of a carriage. I was made foreign. Can't fuck with no boys. Throw them baddies with them chopper. 100 rounds. Throw them baddies with them sticks. Oh, those contacts are fire.
Right? Hard up.
For real.
I wouldn't say hard as would be the wrong word to use for Toronto right now. For that music video, don't say hard though. Just say it's fire.
It's fire then. It's fire.
Don't fucking listen to him, man. You say it's hard on
me. It is hard on me. Don't listen to him.
It's definitely
hard. You have to stand firm by your word, baby.
Yeah, I do. I'm standing firm.
Oh, believe me, the man then will be definitely standing firm for this music video.
Yeah.
The
pause.
It's hard us. It's hard us. Y'all gonna get the hard us, okay?
We'll definitely get the man
just
tomorrow.
Just know that. Including guts. Just waiting for it. Wait on that.
But before we take a break, I just want to shout out Styles by Juicy. If you need any hair care products, I believe they're naturally grown stuff.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Like,
damn, my nappy is. Oh, no, that's lace glue.
Yeah, that's lace glue. I don't know if you need any
for
of
lace
that.
Way, but.
But they got a bunch of products. Tap into Styles by Juicy on Instagram. If you need anything, ladies, go hit them up.
Sweet.
And if any of you guys need any promo, anything like that, hit me up. Also, too, I'm going to be doing a giveaway at 1K. These are one of the bags from, I believe it's like Palmetto Weed thing. So it's a fanny pack, but you can also like roll up on it.
Oh, man, I was going to jam that on my way out.
Hey, you never know, fam. So if you want that, you know,
dead.
When I...
I seen
don't worry, I think
I was like, what? That's mine.
If it makes it out the building.
Don't worry. We'll work stuff out. We'll work stuff now. But yeah, get me the 1K. I got a bunch of giveaways too. For an Anita and That 6 at 6, where they're going to do dates and stuff too at 1K. Back. So I'm linking up a girl with a date with That 6 at 6 and a guy with a date with an Anita at 1K.
Yo,
and we're going to film and stuff like that.
This guy's
good. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Baddies with some shatter. We come in fully. You wanna get blamed, then let's go. Your man in my DM like hello. Keep dancing, I want a friend. Pussy on the fire, that's fuego. Only baddies with me, just know. Pretty face, titties, and culo.
Six views uncut.
Gangs.
Uncut.
Six views uncut.
Real deal steppers.
Blit.
Step gon' step, get stepped on. They know I'm cutting a check. Told him to bring me his chain and they ended up ripping his neck. I'm ripping. Why would I make a mistake? I got oppas, I'm trying to get checked on. I know these ghosts, I'm a demon. You ain't gotta check on me. I was 16, round with the West. Walk for respect.
Yo, when he said that line, I told the man to go get his chain. I think that was the video, fam. Friday.
Which one now?
He said, I want to go tell him, and the man ripped his neck off, right? It was the same modding video from back.
Oh, go get your chain back.
That was hard still.
A lie? Shout out 22Gs. Step in. Go run that up. I need a 22Gs interview. Six Buzz, line that up. Six Views, uncut. We got, I wanted to do an impromptu interview because we got Miss Foreign and Anita and Mr. 6 at 6. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows 6 at 6. But really quick, Foreign and Anita, introduce yourself to like our audience, the Six Views uncut audience.
Yeah.
Who are you? Where are you from? Where is your upbringing?
Where's my upbringing? I'm from Vancouver. That's my
born and raised.
Born and raised.
She from the Coos, dog.
From the Coos. Gang. But I come over here all the time. You know what I mean? Since I was a kid. So I love this culture, and I'm like, yo, we're Canadian. Let's get us on the map. Let's do something. Let's make a collaboration where we go insane and just take over the world. You see me?
Facts. What's the city like out there? Like, what is Vancouver? The difference from like Vancouver to Toronto, in your opinion, since you've been out here?
I mean, the difference, I think, is just it's more quiet out there, right? People are not making moves, and I'm sure you guys have noticed that. Like, there's very minimal artists that come out there on a platform, you know what I mean? Or make moves to do that or try to. It's hard to work out there, it really is.
Why is that?
I mean, I feel like people just don't put each other on, realistically.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
It's worse than Toronto? Jesus Christ.
You know
Toronto's
what it is?
Fucking
it's
bad.
Yeah, and you say that often, but the crazy thing is like, even if people are not being put on out here, there's still platforms. There's Instagram, there's pages, there's things that are doing the business. I mean, you guys have been blessed with me, so I'm like, You know, and I've been out here, I come out here all the time. So for me, I'm like, this is my second home to me, right? So like, I'm literally out of here, working out of here, even though I'm recording in Vancouver, I don't do too much work out there. I'm doing work. It's like, I'm in the studio, I'm in the booth, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So right now, that's why I'm here right now. I'm not going to no podcast in Vancouver and doing the one-ons.
Are there any big podcasts out there?
No, exactly? No,
like,
actually,
none, like, at all?
Stay tuned, because I'm going to be, yo.
You're going to start your own thing?
My girlies, hell yeah. My girlies, just wait on it, because I'm going to be talking about all of that, like, sex, life, with, you know, everything about life for my girls, and just gonna have conversations. I'm gonna start a podcast just now. I'm waiting on it. As soon as I get back home, I want to come here on Fletch Road and talk to y'all first. But hey,
that's Jules, really you're right though. There is no big platform out in the West.
No,
like there's not.
No, there isn't.
I've been to Vancouver a few times. Still, there's nothing like Six Buzz. I mean, We Love Hip Hop.
You know what I mean?
There's no platforms to put people on.
That's crazy.
Absolutely not.
And even before you start, Guts, even to add on to what you're saying, because when I do the list there for the top
six,
the new Canadian music list, right?
Yeah.
When I go for Vancouver to go look at the pages, there's no page I look at specifically. I just go through the hashtag.
Yeah, that's hectic.
Right? I use a Montreal page, like a Rap Culture Montreal, to find their videos and Six Buzz and whatever for our shit over here.
Yeah.
But for Vancouver, I literally just have to use the hashtag.
Yo, any Vancouver listeners, fam, you guys get your shit right, bro.
Why hasn't somebody jumped on that and created a network?
Bro, there's like how many different pages, blogs for Toronto, for all kinds of bullshit.
Might I start a page for Vancouver right now, dog?
Yo, fam, I'm thinking the same shit, yo.
You got on the low.
You better get on that, nigga.
No.
Fuck on that, nigga.
I edit this.
Yo, we're all together. Fuck that idea, right?
Listen,
now.
Listen, you guys can say whatever you want. I'm editing this part out of the fucking shit. And we're doing that ourselves. Fuck, let these people know.
Yo, literally, we started one of those that we hearted. And we have a conversation once a week or something. And just like a real conversation.
No, you don't even need a conversation. We're talking about a blog page where you're posting artists. So you reach out to Vancouver artists. Yo, we have this platform. You get your music video. You get your music on. Facts. Whatever you need.
Facts.
Send us the shit and we'll post it.
Facts.
Bro. Vancouver, I don't know what the fuck's going on over here. There's a different fucking six sounds, six academics, six buzz, six star buzz. There's all kinds of keep six solid, hood six.
Yeah.
Straight out of the six TV.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, yo, Vancouver, you got to step your game up with that shit.
Yeah, facts.
That's crazy. So you guys really have nowhere to go when you guys have to promote. Nope. Like,
and
you pretty much go to Toronto.
And that's one thing. Like, that's why I'm here. I'm doing this because I'm like talking for the whole city. Like, there's amazing artists out there.
I showed you my nigga from he's out there. I showed you his song too. Jamon, he's pretty fire. He raps, but he also does like, you know, like dance music too. But like it bridges the gap of like dance and R&B. He's sick. He's fucking sick. And he's out there.
Honestly.
And there's no platforms.
Like, yeah, there's no platforms.
So I guess we know when we get our shit together, or even if we can anyway, what we got to do, man. We got to help the West Side, bro.
Salute producer Conrad from out there. I have a few songs with some Vancouver artists too.
Yeah, we know like Mercury's. Mercury's is from Vancouver.
But you see, one thing I can't say about Vancouver is that they're not so much in the music scene as much as they are when it comes to film. Now, when it comes to film and TV shows,
they're top of the fucking line.
Yes, they are in the film industry.
Mm. Right.
And, you know, a lot of big names have come out of Vancouver. A lot of big names have come out of Toronto, too. But, you know, we do have a way bigger population. So it's needless to say that we would have more people. But either way, the second hot spot in Canada is Vancouver.
Oh, 100% is Toronto.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about Mercury's if he's from Vancouver exactly or like...
I think he's from the island or something.
Like Victoria or one of them places.
Yeah, I remember hearing that too. Okay. But like, it's like, there's no collab. Like, we don't work together. We don't...
What about
there's no communication.
So what about in Toronto? Who have you collabed out with out here?
Bizloke.
Ooh,
Ergot.
Free up. How did you get in touch with Bizlo?
So we had already had communication because I have a lot of like connects when I come out here. Like I just, I'm that person. Like I'm very, like I'm a marketing type person and I vibe off people's vibes. So when you're like super on like a video and I see how you're moving or what you're doing and I like care for that, then I'm like, yo, I need to know you and I'm going to know you. And either way, I'm going to figure out how to do it. You know what I mean?
You thought it was an accident we got here together?
Come on now. You know what I mean? It's just I vibe off people's like aura. That's how I move. And like, so I will be on you. Like, I'm like, yo, we're going to link. We're going to do some work. We're going to figure it out because that's important.
Yeah,
because people, the ego is so driven. Like, yo, he's doing this or they're doing this, but like now I'm jealous, so I'm not gonna work because you know, or I'm gonna.
I eat that thing.
So it's like I'm gonna try to be better. It's like, no, you don't need to be better. You need to collab and work together, and then that's where you make the magic.
Yeah, you're right too, because like I seen you working with some of my ops too, and I could have been like, don't worry, I don't want to
give
him
sick head for that. No,
I don't want to give him.
No, the funny thing,
care.
I'll talk about it later. That's funny too. I seen that. And I'm like, yo, that's from like 5-6 months ago. The man ran that, and you were on the. I got four views.
I got four views on YouTube.
He tried to call me out. Eh? He tried to.
Don't worry.
That was from like 6 months ago. Guts. Yo.
Jeez.
But you were on there too.
You
were out there.
I'm fucking with you, man.
Don't look over here for real. I don't know what to say right now. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Shots fired, yo.
So is that 606? Bro, you started to tap into the TV now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you're actually doing like, well, not, like, yeah, that's real fucking TV, network, television. Mm-hmm. How is that being behind the scenes in that? Like, what new stuff did you learn?
Man, I've learned a lot, bro. You know, switchboards, how to man cameras, do live events and shit. So it's very fast paced, you know what I mean? But it's something that I love because not only am I editing, which is one of my favorite steps of my craft, but I'm editing on the spot while things are live and happening. In the moment, and you got to be quick, you got to be fucking swift, you know what I'm saying? Yes, especially with fades, you know, you've got 9 cameras in fucking different screens, you got to make sure you're coordinated.
Fam,
you know
I seen saying? This nigga, yo, fading out, going to camera 4, going to camera 4, fading out.
Yeah, you know I'm saying
I'm fading back in, going to camera. I'm like, yo, holy, like this nigga's really producing out here, bro.
Yeah, so you know, like it's been a cool opportunity. I don't know if it's something I'm going to continue because I do have my own dreams and aspirations, and you know, nigga, at the end of the day, it's just a job. So yeah, it is what it is.
Bibbidi and SK.
Oh,
yes.
Doing that when you first did that, do you think it was gonna blow up as much? And before even that, which one do you think are you getting more love from, Bibbidi SK or Gusher Gag?
Gushers is like, you see, Gusher, they're both very similar, however, they're not. See, like with Gusher's Gang, we're talking like 10 plus characters, so it's very fast paced, you know, from one character to the next to the next.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. You know, everybody loves Le Mans because he's the instigator. I've given these characters personalities.
Yes.
It really does feel like you're watching a different character. It's like, you know, I know it's me behind the fucking mask, but, you know, it does feel like you're watching a different character. Strawberry is like the real nigga. You know what I mean? Like it's his house. I actually made Strawberry like black. He's not light skinned. Strawberry is the real nigga. You know? Yeah. And
from Malvern.
But yeah, so you know, giving a Gusher's Gang personality is really, you know, it gives people. Fun dividing, you know, like I love
that character.
Yeah,
Lamar, I like what that person called pops up.
Yeah, Nana's is the sickest because he's always just chilling. Like nobody fucks with the bunch. Yeah, so, like,
Nobody fucks with the bunch. Like,
and if you guys, and for those of you that don't know what we're talking about right now, I play a bunch of different fruits, give them Toronto accents. Yeah, I know, no pause, but I mean actual fruits: strawberry, kiwi, lemon, yellow fruit.
He's not gonna say banana. He's gonna say
nanas. I said nanas.
Or yellow fruit. But,
so I play all these different characters, and I, you know, put my Toronto spin on it, and it's been really, really successful. A lot of people really like them. And then Bibbidi and SK is more of a, you know, it's literally a genius alien and a Scarborough nigga and their escapades together, you know, with Cody. And
Cody's
like, dude, bro, like, honestly, dude, like, seriously, bro. So,
you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Now that you put it like that, I actually wrote a story that was similar like that, that I had Metro Housing Alien, that I wanted you to executive produce. I'm not capping to you. Where an alien lands in Toronto and a Toronto man just takes him around, fam.
Yeah, that's like that's Bibbidi and SK.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's when I was thinking about it after, like, fuck, fam, this guy did pretty much that, fam. Like, he's taking him around, let him get a bubble and shit like that. Like,
I'm taking it to the next level, you know. I'm putting money behind it.
Yeah.
It was, and when you asked me about music, it was either that or pursue music, right? Mm-hmm. And like, for a passion, I'm not gonna sit here and fucking put 10 grand into an album, put 20 grand in. I don't have it like that. Let's be real. But the one thing I do, and I do love, is my videos. So Bibbidi and SK is what I want to pursue. And I am going to be shooting a pilot to present to Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, every single one of the major streaming platforms.
That was a question I was just about to fucking ask you.
Yeah. So like, that's like, I'm paying the mortgage and saving money for fucking Bibbidi and SK. So that's what I'm doing. I have one more episode to wrap up, like the mini webisode series on my Instagram. And then I'm going to move to shooting the pilot.
Do people reach out for you for like ideas for maybe TV shows or maybe even web series?
I wouldn't say that they do. No, I'm the one who comes up with those ideas, and I wish I had more friends that would be talking to me about that sort of shit. The shit I'm versed in. You see what I'm saying? We'll talk for sure.
We really need to talk. Really quick, Bizlok. She was bringing up Bizlok.
I think Bizlok is my nigga from time, bro. Mm-hmm. I grew up, I was in group homes with Biz.
Jeez. Dead ass.
You know, a little background history. Yeah, I was in group homes with Biz. We got a video we're working on.
You remember? Exclusive.
Yeah, I can't really say much. I'm just going to say a little 1-2 because, you know, nobody's ever, this has been under wraps.
Exclusive,
you know,
exclusive.
Justin Bieber and Drake, how Justin played Drake in his video.
Yes.
So, Badman six, I do the same thing. I'm going to be Bizlok in a music video. And Straight Out of the Six is heavily involved. So shout out
Big
to
up Straight Out of the Six. Yeah, man.
And you don't know already. And I can't say anything more than that. Free Biz.
Free Biz. Free Biz, yo. That's big. What other artists are you tapped into? And not just, it doesn't even have to be hip hop. Because I know you're well diverse with your music, fam.
Yeah, man. So, I listen to everything, bro.
What are you listening to right now? Give us some new stuff. Maybe people we wouldn't be tapped into. And preferably Toronto. Yeah.
I don't know. If you want to know what I'm listening to right now, I'm listening to Paramore and Jay-Z. Like, those are the... Paramore's my shit.
Paramore. Okay.
Yeah, see, the girls in the background are snapping right now. There's that. But, and like, old Jigga, you know what I'm saying? Like Blueprint 2 days, you know what I mean?
It was all a dream.
Yo, that's... Last night,
sorry,
that was actually kind of fire still.
So
yo, that album,
that's album coming
soon. The album from start to finish. So like, I said, I'm a deep, I listen to old hip-hop, and I fucking love old hip-hop, you know what I mean, and old rap, and especially 90s early 2000s. Like, that is my shit. So, you know. And that's not to say about anything about any of these new niggas doing their shit. Do your thing. You know what I mean?
But for sure. But that's me, what you fuck with.
Yeah. When it comes to music, 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I'm the same way, bro.
It's of energy and a vibe. It's a different feel. It's a different era. So I just...
If ever I want to like start podcasting or I want like a certain energy, I'll play some of the new guys stuff that's amped and rowdy. But yeah, more times I'm just listening to OJ and like Young Cheesy.
You know what I'm saying? Lauryn Hill, like Fugees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my shit.
The man wants to get that vibe.
Talk to them.
I feel my son.
So what else can we be expecting from, first off, from you, that 666 for the rest of the year? Obviously, Bibbidi and SK, more from them, more Gusher Gang. Is there anything else that we can be expecting from you? Well, obviously, BizLoke video and...
Yeah, BizLoke. For those of you guys that don't know, if you're starting a business, I mean, I do create logos and do animation on After Effects and shit. So, you know, there's also a corporate side to the 666, you know what I mean?
I seen you tap into the NFTs too.
Yeah, I tried. Well, I mean, I made a couple of NFTs, you know, it's cool, but to have like, I've minted these collectibles that, you know, I can expand on. Yeah, like magic cards, exactly. Oh,
girl. Look at these guys.
So, yeah, I'm an avid collector of magic, but anyways, yeah, I do logos and animation, so.
If anybody needs anything. I'll add the boy. And to you guys, fuck me up with that JEDX and mind thing game, bro. I lost like 2-3 bills playing that fucking shit, bro.
The reflexes fucking, are slow.
No, fam. The fucking plane don't even leave the fucking airport,
you
bro.
You gotta wait.
The shit just blows up, bro. Like, it doesn't even... I'm betting $100 and the shit just blows up. Like, what the fuck, B? I watch Keep Six Solid do it. My bad. I watch you do it.
Because you're fast. You have to stop, watch a couple of games, watch the way the plane's moving, wait for it to blow up a couple times like that, and then put your money in. Don't just fucking start the game and put your money on blindly.
I see these guys watch him because he
guilty of blindly just throwing his money
in. I did it the first time. The first time I did it quick. It was 50 times. It was like $50. But the second time I didn't. I seen that like it'll blow up like 5 times quicker before it actually takes off.
Niggas get greedy. I usually bet like $50. I'll wait till it gets to like 70, 80 and then I take the money. 70, 80, take the money.
Yeah.
And get my 50 back, get a charity. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
then
it's quick too. So you know what I mean? Because it does blow up at the port sometimes.
Yes, fam. You know what I'm saying.
Every now and then when I'm feeling loosey-goosey, I'm like, yo, a man just made $7. Yo, I'll let it run for a little bit. I'm like, yo, I'm sick when I do this. Okay, never mind. Real talk.
Yeah, those that are talking about, shout out JEDX, man. Fuck. Yeah. But for Anita, what else can we be expecting from you this year? Any albums, any other features that you're going to be working with people?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be doing a couple of features out here. I did in the last week. So we don't have that pop in.
Anybody you could tell us about?
Not yet. Look forward to it. But yeah, realistically, just I'm going to be consistent. I'm just consistent with it, you know? I had to work a little bit more this last couple months to drop another track, but I try to do every first of the month. That's my thing. That's how I move. You know what I mean? The only one that I didn't was the one from my pops, where I did on his birthday, which was the 12th of April. But the rest of them, always consistent. So after this, I'll just be very, very consistent. And I got lots in the vault, so we're going in the paint because that's... Just life is set in stone, and just know I speak other languages, so we're looking at the
concert.
Okay,
you
should have seen. I'm a genre now, okay?
I have to tell them, Jules.
Okay, go.
Bridget, we're at LC before we came here, you know? A man pulls up speaking fucking Spanish.
Yep.
You're saying some outlandish shit still. And
you say some fuckery. He's like, oh, she's small, but she's like a baddie, like something.
And he was talking
like,
shit.
Yo, chill out. And I'm like, hold on. We went back inside. Is that you, Fred, or is that really you? No, it's not Toronto.
That's confirmation.
Welcome to Toronto.
Yeah. The obs are pulling up.
Hot fire.
She called the guy out anyways, and it was fucking funny still. Because he was like, oh! His eyes went all wide and shit.
He was like, oh! I'm like, I told him in Spanish. I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you very much. And then he's like,
you gotta say it in Spanish.
I had to.
Say it in Spanish right now.
Like,
right now, say it.
we're keeping that private. I'm like, just kidding. I'm like, muchas gracias, estamos bien. And then he's like, whoa. And then we're like, and then I was like, yeah, te escuché lo que estaba diciendo. And then he's like, oh shit. Just kept it moving. Which
means he's fucking, like, yeah, yeah, his nigga's yeah, lips yeah, twitching yeah. and shit. He's like, yo, we need a closer zoom when this girl's speaking. He need a closer zoom in this man.
Yeah, I needed a zoom like, in Friday, like a zoom out, like right here.
Listen, I'm editing this shit.
Fucker.
Yo, yo, big up that 666 for Nenito. Really quick before you guys leave, I have this segment that we call is Uncut, but you know, I don't want to go over too much time. I know you guys been here for a while.
Uncut.
Have you guys heard of Brittany Renner?
No.
Is that her name?
Not me.
Have you heard of Brittany Renner?
I haven't.
Have any of you the ladies, anybody, Brittany Renner? Is that her
name? Yeah, Brittany Renner.
Renner.
She, oh, that fucking dirt McGirt. That trash can. She's been like blatantly really? Like I'm a fucking gold digger.
Stepdaddy season.
Come get your shit taken for years. What's I don't that? Know how this what's man that? Got finessed into having a kid with her.
What's that?
So
you, I don't. You don't need to see her. Don't worry. Don't you worry about her.
Are you gonna pull up a picture?
I'm searching.
Keep it searching, to yourself. I'm searching. I don't want to know, Brittany.
That might be like Patreon content.
You give
might
it get to yourself.
I might have to block this part out. It might have to be like blacked
no,
out.
It's,
fam, this is YouTube, fam. YouTube might be like, oh.
Nipples on you. I've seen bare butts.
I wasn't looking up, so.
Yeah, holy, fam. But yeah, like that 666 said, a young gentleman has fell for her trap. A basketball player.
A lie.
By the name of Idiot.
And he won't let in.
And she...
Yeah.
By the name of Idiot.
Yo.
By the name
so yeah,
of
she pretty much won't let him she won't let him see his kid.
Okay,
apparently.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's gotta pay up, he's gotta pay child support.
The young basketball
and what's with
player,
these outlandish child thing, support though. Settlements though?
Yeah, like, no, that shit's cap.
20 something grand, 30
he's a basketball player.
You know what the worst was? Dre's baby mama. She was like, I want like a million a fucking some dumb shit. Like on some next level.
My mom got six bills. You know what I'm saying?
Right? What time?
Damn, got more than mine, bro. My mom ain't got shit.
I was just being an asshole, but my mom didn't get shit.
Yeah, right. But like, fuck. But
that's
mud. Yeah,
but no, but okay, here's the thing.
Now I know who you guys are talking about.
Here's the thing though. She is a baddie, fam.
She's pretty bad, fuck, too. Man. Yo.
She's okay.
She's all right.
Her face is pretty.
Man, I'm always say I'm boosting boring. Things still, but I think she's fucking. Yeah,
she comes off as a fucking weirdo, bro. Like, when she does her crazy shit, like. She used to try and do funny videos and shit.
Where she would talk. And then she would go weird it out.
I fake from the moment I laid eyes on her.
I try to do it too much because I'm like that too, so I see it.
Right? The moment I laid eyes on her, I was like, yo, this bitch is so fake.
So why when girls do it, is it okay? But if a guy was to do it, it's a problem.
Because I don't have fucking fat ass and nice tits and a pretty face. Maybe that's why.
But when guys, if the tables were turned, they would shit on a nigga for doing this. Where the men obviously don't like her as much, but there are some men obviously that are falling for her trap, fam. There's niggas that are fucking her, fam.
Audio coming at you. Hold on, I gotta start it from the beginning because it's such a classic. That's classic.
This guy
content.
Said a classic.
This is classic. This is NFT worthy, yo.
I got the car seat in the back.
Hold on. From
Let's
the
go
top,
to the
from
park.
That.
Hey y'all!
Hey y'all!
It's officially stepdaddy season. Yeah, I got the car seat in the back.
I got my left hand up.
Don't let your baby mama.
I got left hand up for stepdaddy season.
Oh,
right here. I know in theory it sounds good keeping the same person happy.
You really feel that way?
But that's insanity as well. So if it doesn't work out with them, it'll work out with someone else. Okay. It just will. That's how that goes. And trust me, I know it's ghetto.
Oh my god, mama!
I know it's ghetto.
It's scary, but me and my baby gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right. We're moving forward, onward, upward. Okay. I know a lot of you are skeptical about.
Listen, I'm not gonna cap, fam. If I had some dollars, I'd probably fall for it.
Yo, don't say stupid, outlandish shit, bro. Yo, you're wild. Damn,
I could see why you guys would fall for this. You know
what
she's
about.
This.
What are you talking about, what my nigga?
Niggas do, but come on. Niggas would fall for her, fam. You can't sit down here and be like, niggas wouldn't fall for her bad. Like, yo, I could change that, yo. I can make her different.
6 years ago, yeah, I can see it. But now that you know she blatantly ropes niggas and uses them to fucking have children so she can scrub them for money, you're gonna sit here and tell me that you'd be okay getting scrubbed for money?
Still, no.
If I hit
intentionally, just to cuff you, your wallet.
If I hit more, if I hit a couple of times.
This guy's not using his noodle, dog.
She ain't gonna do it to me.
Listen, kids.
One of them. Don't follow Gutsy.
Do not follow Gutsy's methods, eh? Gutsy's a fucked up guy.
Listen to the six at six.
Listen to six at six on this one. Believe me.
He's using his noodle.
Listen to that six at six on this one. Shout out homie that breed in her. Shout out homie that put one in her, fam. You know who's next? The porn star girl that she chills with. Tiana Trump. Somebody's breeding her up next in the next 2-3 years. Watch, bet. I'm telling you, they're gonna do it, fam. Get them off. Yeah, I'm gonna try and get her off the market. Da 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 da. Watch, fam. Niggas always think they can do the most, fam, and the girls are like, all right, buds.
Can we stop talking about the light skin community, dog? I don't know. We're talking about the light skin community too much right now.
Yeah.
Those are some bad representatives, okay? Yo. Some fucking animals.
Man, shut up, Brittany. Brittany, forward for an interview. I would love to talk to her. I would love to talk to her.
Use me.
Right here.
Use me, please. Oh, yeah. Say that you need me.
Yo, shout out to the girl that keeps going on lives and telling people that, like, I take care of people's kids.
That
took a dark turn.
Damn,
son, where'd you find this?
That only makes, you know,
they say the truth comes out when you're drinking.
It only makes people like me more. Like, it's not a bad thing to take care of responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? But hey,
I thought I was light skinned. This guy's really in his feelings right now. Holy
petty guts, yo.
I'm petty. Shout out to single baby mama. He's like, you need me? But I got you. I love you.
Keep hating on a nigga for taking care of somebody. You got daddy issues. You guys want to give your
is that a gun?
Yeah, that's a shot fired. Holy.
You guys want to give your social medias and how people can reach you, how they can get a hold of you, that camera obviously.
Absolutely. At Inanita XO on everything, IG, you know what time it is, 4NE gang gang. Watch the videos on 4NE Inanita on YouTube. AA, mad love.
Hey, that's it.
The 6 at 6, the number 6, ATSIX. And my logo page is Logos by 6. So check me out, man.
Yo, I need a logo, so I might have to tap in still.
Yeah.
And Friday, you want to give your
Friday Ricky Dread all social media platforms for everything else. WeLoveHipHop.ca. And if y'all want to book some time, whether to do a podcast or open space for events, anything like that, Visionary Art Center on Instagram, all correctly spelled. Cheer.
Dope.
Let me say one more thing before we're doing a lot of stuff, so watch out for us. We're gonna be out here doing the most.
True.
Working. So stay woke.
Shorty, get up out your feelings and get in that Birkin.
Friday, I just put this mess on you for you for the go away.
All right.
Thank you guys for coming out. Really appreciate you guys for coming out. Eh? Thank you so much. And we really got to talk, bro, behind the scenes. Make sure you follow me on all social media. No, it's not all social media platforms anymore. The Gutsy Show
because Instagram is a dickhead and they're not giving my fucking page back. Yeah. Fuck you, Instagram. Sorry.
I have a couple of links that I can give you. Mr. Lewin's page just went down. I gave him the links. Man's got his page back. You see how that is? Magic man. So yo, I'll give you the links that I have still.
Oh, respect, yo.
Plug him.
Yeah.
I missed that page. Well, shout out to success. And I
gotta give a shout out to Pat Say for giving me those links in the first place. So shout out Pat.
Shout out Passy and shout out Mr. Lennon. Yo, tell him.
Mr. Lewin.
Yeah, man. Tell him to forward back, yo. We need to talk to him. I want to talk to all you guys that are doing all that comedy stuff, the content creator shit. Big up all you guys that are doing the city.
Man like Lewin does his thing, you know. A lot of people think it's just a fucking meme page. The nigga is doing stand-up all over Canada. He's sick with it.
He's hosting shows. Yeah, man. He's doing his thing.
Shout out Lewin. You already know, dog.
Big up Mr. Lewin.
I got to give shout out to my niggas, my role.
Yeah, so follow me on Twitch, Mr. Gutsy Guts, the real Gutsy Guts on TikTok, Gutsy Guts YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe and get the Gutsy News, Six Views, TO on all social media platforms, and be safe, Toronto. That has been Six Views Uncut, and this is my outro tune.
I'm there looking like, did I see Michael Jackson?
Man, I love this song.
Gutsy getting real into it. He's like, I did the same Cuba one time. Still,
who's directing this?
You know, even maybe he could have some rolled up with some kind of pull, like string that I could pull him up.